Business News Now from Brian Finn.
Mary, thank you. A new study from DCU's Family Business Centre in association with AIB points to an unusually high level of affinity for and interest in taking over a family business here compared to the global picture. Something of a succession crisis is believed to have emerged globally, with studies suggesting a very low level of interest in taking over family firms internationally. Dr. Eric Clinton is director of the DCU National Centre for Family Business. And before we take a look at the findings of this study, Eric, relating to the Irish situation, we might just take a look at the global picture. How acute is this problem, and why is there such low level of interest in taking over family companies internationally?
So the, just to give you some insights to it, if we look at Europe, the dominant form of organization in Europe is the family firm. Germany, it's 90%, Italy, 85%, Spain, 75%, the Netherlands, 71% of firms are family firms. But one of the big challenges is succession and tensions. The next generation, in some of these regions, only 5% of the next generation want to take on the family business. We know a lot about the current generation. So what do the parents want for their children? What do they want with regard to passing it on? How will they pass the shares? What's the tax incentives? But we don't know much about the next generation. This typically the millennial generation. And for many of your listeners now listening this morning, 25% of the world's population are the millennial generation, but they represent 50% of our workforce. And they're different. They're tech-centric, they have shorter attention spans, they're multitaskers, value self-expression, confident, and typically less respect for hierarchy. And so in many regions, for example, across Europe, there truly is a succession crisis.
And perhaps there are better opportunities as well. But Ireland is very much bucking that trend, it appears, from the findings of this study. So who did you survey and what did you find?
So we wanted to know, 64% of firms in Ireland are family firms. If you think of the villages, the towns and the cities, the dominant form is the family firm. But we wanted to know about the family business outlook, our Irish indigenous business, in 5, 10, 15 and 20 years' time. So in partnership with University College Cork and Limerick and Ulster University in Belfast, we looked at 375 next generation leaders in family firms across the country. Some of the aspects are very insightful. Some are worrying. For example, 48% of these people said they've seriously considered taking on involvement and ownership in the family business. But for a lot of them, and I think this is a reflection, only one third had a succession plan in place. 85% of them had no ownership at this point. Typically, they were early 20s, but they had very strong what we empower psychological ownership. 39% of them feel like this is part of me. It's part of my status, who I am, and the reputation and the community involvement is part of who we stand for.
And is this everything from family farms to shops out to property empires and even multinational style companies?
Yeah, so we looked at both. Across the island, we looked at, our main focus was largely on agriculture, but we looked at family firms and family farms. And the trends are quite similar. 80% of them had worked in the family business. The three biggest obstacles they had with regard to talent, succession selection, and access to finance.
Now, anyone who watched the series Succession will probably have considered this question, but what are the factors that determine who should take over a business? Is it family ranking? Is it education? Or is it just simply those who show an aptitude for it?
If we had done this study, I'd imagine 20 or 30 years ago, you would have heard that birth order, typically the firstborn, potentially often the firstborn son, inherits the family business or the family firm. That's not what we're seeing today, and it's not what we will see into the future. The biggest factor in determining the succession of the next generation is level of interest in the business. Level of experience is second, and somewhat kind of worrying as an academic, level of qualification is third. Fourth is their entrepreneurial drive and somewhat continuing differently. And then birth order is fifth.
Dr. Eric Clinton, Director of the DCU National Centre for Family Business, thank you very much.